It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, we are getting into the book of Jerem, the not always often quoted book of Jerem. When's the last time you've heard someone quote from Jerem, right? Short little book, 15 verses. He is the son of Enos. He seems to have the great gift of wordsmithing like Enos did as well, and Jacob. So this man was taught well by his fathers. Now, I love how he starts out. Verse number 2. Again, this is a pretty short book here. And as these plates are small. Now, one of the reasons these books are getting smaller is because they are running out of room on these plates. And as these things are written for the intent of the benefit of our brethren, the Lamanites. So he knows, look, this is not even just for my people. This is for the Lamanites. So many of these prophets had great hope for those who were their enemies at the time, knowing that the Lord was going to take care of them at a future date. I love that concept. Wherefore, it must needs be that I write a little, but I shall not write the things of my prophesying, nor of my revelations. For what could I write more than my fathers have written? For have they not revealed the plan of salvation? I say unto you, yea, and this sufficeth me. He's like, look, you go back to my great-grandpa, Lehi. I mean, Lehi outlined the plan of salvation. Nephi, Jacob, Enos, all of those outline the plan of salvation. He's like, I don't know if there's anything else I could add to this. And I don't think he's trying to be self-deprecating. He's just like, look, they've taught it well. I could probably teach you more about Revelations, but they've taught it so well. The plan has been outlined so far in the Book of Mormon so well. Verse number 3 is a great statement. It is expedient that much should be done among this people because of the hardness of their hearts, the deafness of their ears, and the blindness of their minds. So I think that's an interesting concept. The blindness, you think the blindness of their eyes, but it's blindness of their minds, and the stiffness of their necks. Nevertheless, God is merciful unto them and has not as yet swept them off the face of the land. So he's like, look, God is merciful. Even though the people are stupid, God is merciful. And there are many among us who have many revelations, for they are not all stiff-necked. And as many as are not stiff-necked and have faith, have communion with the Holy Spirit, which maketh manifest unto the children of men according to their faith. Again, such great words here from Jerem. Now, I want to take you down to verse number 9. I think there's a cool concept here that I want to focus on. And thus being prepared to meet the Lamanites, because they have wars between one another, they did not prosper against us. But the word of the Lord was verified, which he spake unto our fathers. You go all the way back into 1 Nephi and 2 Nephi. You see this all through there. Inasmuch as you will keep my commandments, ye shall prosper in the land. So here is Jerem saying, look, we are seeing the verification of that promise that went all the way back to Lehi. So I love this idea that the word of the Lord was verified. You're familiar with the verification little check mark on social media to say that this person is the real person. You know, this is Russell M. Nelson, not just some fake account that's been created. This is the check mark. This means it has been verified. It is the real thing. And who does not like a little verification of their testimony from time to time, right? You're doing these things, and here's the Lord saying, look, you're doing these things, you get that quick little check mark saying, yes, this has been verified. So one of the questions you could go through with just like a journal or with your own family, how have you seen the word of God verified? Or what ways have you seen your own testimony verified, meaning made real or true? One of the things that happens is verification leads to confidence. I really believe that. Like when you're going through and you're just like, I don't know if this is the real person, you see the blue check mark, you're like, this is real. So it gives you confidence, right? Now, with that said, you go down to verse number 11. Wherefore, the prophets and the priests and the teachers did labor diligently, exhorting with all long suffering the people to diligence, teaching the law of Moses and the intent for which it was given. That's such a key element here because a lot of people, especially in Jesus's time, kept the law of Moses but did not keep it for the intent that it was given, persuading them to look forward unto the Messiah. And this statement is so cool. And believe in him to come as though he already was. After this manner did they teach them. I love that. I mean, there's cool verification to your testimony if you see Jesus right there. You know, that's going to verify your testimony really well. The real trick is to still keep the faith, even when that faith has not been verified the way you would like it to be. Keep in mind that Jesus had not come yet. Oh, if Jesus came, yep, verified testimony. I got it right here. Seeing the plates, yep, verified testimony. Like I said, the trick is to keep your testimony strong and be verified through your faithfulness, because again, that verification brings confidence. Now, with that idea of confidence, as I was reading through that, I started thinking back to our last general conference just recently, and I went through and looked up the word confidence. The word confidence, it seemed like I heard that a lot. I'm still going through reading general conference talks. 37 times you see the word confidence in this last general conference, which I think is so cool. 23 of them came from this talk right here, Elder Ulysses Suarez. The talk is called Covenant Confidence Through Jesus Christ. I would recommend, as you're reading the book of Jerem, go back over and read Elder Suarez's talk too, and you see that as you keep moving forward with your faith, that faith will be verified, which for me personally brings greater confidence in God. I am grateful for the message of Jerem, and I know that it's true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.